This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Saturday urged the international community to support opposition leader Juan Guaido as the new Venezuelan leader. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from New York.
Secretary Pompeo called the Maduro regime an illegitimate mafia state and criticized countries including Russia, China, Iran, and Cuba for supporting him. Several European governments, including Britain, Spain, Germany, and France, said Saturday that they would recognize 35-year-old opposition leader and head of the democratically elected National Assembly, Juan Guaido, as president if no election is called within 8 days. Guaido declared himself interim president on January 23rd. But powers Russia and China and several left-leaning Latin states have expressed support for Maduro, who was sworn in for a second 6-year term on January 10th, following elections that many voters boycotted and whose results have been challenged both domestically and internationally. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The United States and the Taliban may have agreed on a plan for American troops to leave Afghanistan after the United States' longest war in its history. Reuters correspondent Gavino Gary has details.
As part of the deal, the Taliban sources said they offered assurances that Afghanistan will not be allowed to be used by Al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants to attack the United States and its allies, a key demand of Washington. News of progress on the deal comes as the Taliban, a hardline Islamic group that controls nearly half of Afghanistan, continues to stage nearly daily attacks against the Western-backed Afghan government and its security forces. The Taliban says they will finalize a timeline for a ceasefire in Afghanistan, but will only open up talks with Afghan representatives once the ceasefire is implemented. It is not known if a draft acceptable to both sides has been completed or when it might take effect.
Gavino Gary of Reuters. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Saturday flew over a disaster area following a dam burst at an iron ore mine. The death toll climbed to 40 people on Saturday. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, Brazilian rescuers continue to search for hundreds that are still missing.
The torrent is said to have hit at lunchtime on Friday and tore through the mine's cafeteria and offices. This is not the first major disaster linked to the mine's owner either, a corporation called Vale S.A. 3 years ago, Brazil suffered the worst environmental catastrophe in its history when another dam burst at a mining project that Vale was partnered in poured toxic waste into a river. 19 people were killed in that incident. Vale's chief executive said from Rio de Janeiro that Saturday's disaster was a, quote, human tragedy, but may have less environmental damage this time.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Yellow vest protests continued across France for the 11th week in a row Saturday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has details.
Around France, police deployed about 80,000 officers to patrol the events and to disperse trouble. At the iconic Bastille Plaza in Paris, police used tear gas on demonstrators who held items within reach. Elsewhere in Paris were more peaceful protests. One protester named Brice complained at the current state of affairs. We don't have money. We will be here every Saturday, don't you worry. This summer we will still be here because we can't go on holidays. Macron has sapped some support for the movement by taking an active role in recent days in a national debate in towns across France, launched to address the protesters' concerns. Some protesters have called this a smokescreen to distract the French from his pro-business policies. I'm Karen Chamas.
Economists say the U.S. economy will likely resume its steady growth now that a government shutdown has ended. But as AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, some scars will take time to heal.
Most analysts estimate the partial shutdown shaved a few tenths of a percentage point from economic growth in the first quarter. While growth should rebound, they say some of the money federal workers and contractors didn't spend on items such as movie tickets, restaurants, and travel will never be made up. Federal workers will receive back pay, however, some contractors may not. S&P Global Ratings estimates the economy lost $6 billion thanks to the shutdown. And while that sounds sizable, in a $19 trillion-plus economy, it's a relatively negligible sum. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A government-appointed panel on Saturday recommended that Germany stop burning coal to generate electricity by 2038. Germany gets more than one-third of its electricity from burning coal, generating large amounts of greenhouse gases that contribute to global warming. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.